Village of Round Lake, Community of the Whole, December 1st.
I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for December 1, 2014 at 7:13 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sammichelli.
Present.
Trustee Turbin.
Present.
Trustee Wisniewski.
Present.
I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of November 17, 2014.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. All in favor? Any discussion? Pardon me. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Committee of the Whole, Human Resources and Finance.
The first item is the calendar year 2015 risk management proposals. West Insurance, who's here, Jeff, back there, mailed out received six proposals back, I believe. We are intending, based on the questions that came back, a few declines to stay with the current vendors, Trident for our commercial package, or package, normal package, Illinois Public Risk Management Fund for Workers' Comp and Liberty Mutual for our surety funds. Just from a historical perspective, the premium went up 10.10%, which in my mind is pretty decent in today's economy, I guess, if that's the right word to use. In the past, it's gone up much higher than that. If you recall, for those that were here, back in 2012, we went from the Illinois Municipal League Risk Management Association to West Insurance and saved about $75,000 in 1 year. We were paying $205,000 for a long time. We did pay $205,000. We still have not that high premium yet. We're about at $180,000, so we're still below that. By going with West and them sending out proposals, so thank you for that. I don't know when it hits 205, we'll get to the approach for sure. But anyway, Jeff and Sir Dev are answering questions. It's your standard package. They've done a good job. Staff has met with them a couple times to go over the proposals. What I've included here is historical information by you. And the 2015 property and casualty insurance summary from Trident. The other incumbents. I didn't include every proposal submitted. Oh, by the way, if we stay, if the board agrees to stay with the Illinois Public Risk Fund for workers' compensation, every year we get a grant from them. That grant will be $6,351 this year, which is about 40% higher than last year's $3,000. I think we got last year.
Right.
Thank you. I can open up the floor for questions. Over to anyways.
Steve, your recommendation?
The Board of Elections recommends us and the staff recommends try it for the commercial package, IPRM for the compensation, and surety mutual for our surety bonds.
Thank you.
Is there any reason why Brad
West is
doing that?
Is there any reason why Brad
West is...
I thought
he was
Brad
is on Mesa.
He's not allowed to use a message.
I will absolutely let him know. Definitely. I will say that, you know, as Steve indicated, we do take the insurance out to market every year. To all the carriers that write municipality business in the state of Illinois. What we found and what we found in the past is that we have a very competitive program with Trident, the Illinois Public Risk Fund, and Liberty Mutual. A lot of what we heard back from our insurance carriers is that we just can't compete with the pricing that you currently have. And we know that it's competitive versus some of the other pools like the IML because we were with them back in 2010. Trident, Illinois Public Risk Fund, is the largest carrier of workers' compensation insurance for municipalities and public entities in the state. They offer a fantastic program with their grant program. As you know, you guys have benefited from that in the past and will continue to benefit from that. So we have a very good insurance program that's very competitive.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We'll move forward on this?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Tax levy abatement.
The next item on the agenda is the 2014 tax levy abatement ordinances. There is 9 abatement ordinances attached. 5 are for a general obligation alternative revenue source debt, and that's debt that's paid for either through water and sewer funds, utility taxes, or other general revenues. The board passed this ordinance. We pledged those different revenue sources to abate such debt, so it would not be on the tax rolls. The next 3 are special service area tax levies. A portion of that, those levies are abated. There's a maximum that can be done. The consultants take a look at the percent collected, the expenses in each special service area, and they come up with an abatement amount each year. Instead of allocating it to a full tax levy. They can't do a, well, they have to abate it each year per the bond ordinance that was passed. There's been talk in the past, why can't you do a little higher, have a reserve amount out there so it doesn't fluctuate so much. At least for the last 2 or 3 years, I've looked at it as fluctuated like it used to, I think 3 or 4 years ago, it was too much higher swings back and forth because of the property tax collections are not collectible ones. The final one is the Bright Metals SSA abatement. We used to tax each address at $140 per address. We had the ability, because of the cash balances we had in the Bright Metals fund, to abate about $55 out of the $140, and we're going to continue to do so. It is looking like, though, next year we may be able to abate more to keep it that way for at least the next 15 years. What the money is supposed to be used for is right now it's for mowing, and there are some dry detention basins there that should something need to be fixed, that's what the money is used for. I don't want, or we don't want, excess cash in this fund, so therefore that is why we abate a certain amount of the taxes in the right now. That's what I have.
Thank you, Steve. Any questions, clarifications?
Nothing.
Let's move forward.
The next one, the tax levy, proposed tax levy, I think I'm going to throw back at where we left it. It's sort of unusual. Sort of under the weather. I can talk into a gloom of the face on what I want, but I think ultimately in the end it's going to be what the board decides. So I think that those comments need to start there if there's any specific questions that need to be addressed.
You're not going to just say 1.8.3
is what I'm suggesting.
That's basically $12 from each one.
Which is the consumer price index of 1.5 plus any control of the animal.
Everybody fine with that? Thank you so much. Congratulations. We will move this forward.
Did you see the one with the paper?
We're
all at Steve. Yes,
you are.
You
do
it your part. Well, it's not bad if it
makes
you feel did you see the ones in the paper over the last weekend that the papers were publishing them? Anywhere from 4.8 and a couple of people that are going to special referendum, and one was for 17, another one was for 11. I mean, we're doing great compared to what I've seen out there. So.
Good job. Thank you. Vicki.
Okay, street lighting this Friday. I think we are all ready to go. There's a few things that Dan's going to tidy up with Public Works. Any of you that are willing and able to volunteer, we would ask you to be here at 5. We'll direct you then, and if we don't really need you, we'll put you inside the heat, keep you warm for a little bit. Other than that, thank you for the advance for those that come, and we'll see you all there.
And also, I want to know if you have approved, wasn't that through System 5?
Yes, he told us that tonight.
Will be there?
Yes. He doesn't know how many teenagers took it, but he's going to bring what he can.
Yes.
Yes, Dan or Don verified that, yep.
Fire's coming.
Yep, fire's coming. Santa's all taken care of. Fire department's all taken care of.
Yeah, the only thing I'm glad to see is that we need to ask you to meet the SWAT at the station 1 o'clock. Station 1.
And I've ordered 40 degrees, and it looks like I'm going to succeed. So.
And no rain.
No rain.
Perfect.
No wind.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Any other topics? If I may get a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Meek. All in favor?
Wait a minute. I've got a question. Can I do 24 minutes?
Absolutely. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We need adjourned.
Mayor, don't tell Trustee.
7:44.
Motion to adjourn is a non-debatable motion.
Yeah.